both knew that life expectancy in the mines wasn't above a year or two. Oh. I'm sorry. I totally understand how that would spur you to do something. I paused, wanting to know more, but not wishing to pry. Curiosity eventually got the better of me. That's a pretty extreme reaction to a song on the Empire's part, though. What was it? Would I know it?
Depends on your access to declared contraband. It was called Vader's Many Prosthetic Parts.
Hey, I do know that. Hilarious song. I didn't know the band had been punished for it, though.
Oh, it happened quickly.
She gazed down into her lap, her voice soft.
Mere days after its release, Lord Vader has no sense of humor.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the type. I paused a moment, still having trouble saying it. He's responsible for my father's death.
So we have that in common.
Except, you know what your mother did. I have no idea why my father deserved his betrayal.
I'm sure he didn't deserve it any more than my mother did, Luke.
Thanks. And of course, the Empire probably took a long, hard look at your dad after the business with your mother.
They did. Kellen Biolabs has some Imperial contracts that we would love to burn up, but we can't. My father can't afford to be anything but accommodating to them. And that's also why he can't give money to the Alliance. The Empire has spies in his organization. He has to pretend not to notice. And they are watching his finances closely. I don't have such chains around my wrist, though. I'm free to oppose them.
Free to oppose them? That's a good way to put it. I think lots of people oppose the Empire, but don't feel able to do more than secretly despise them. The Empire kind of set me free, too, I suppose. Though they did it in the worst way possible. They were trying to recover the stolen plans to the Death Star, and killed my aunt and uncle. There was nothing left for me on Tatooine after that. Nakari finally turned to look at me. A crinkle between her eyes and her mouth turned down in a concerned frown.
What about your mother?
Died when I was an infant. My aunt and uncle raised me.
Were they the ones who told you about your father, the Jedi?
They avoided that topic as much as possible. If I asked them about it, they would change the subject. It went like this. This is an actual conversation, okay? I said, "Tell me something about my father, uncle." And he had a coughing fit before answering, "He was concerned about the vaporators on the western slope, like me. Go out there and check them." It's like they bought the Imperial line that the Jedi were dishonorable.
What if they were?
What?
I know the Empire's probably lying about them, don't get me wrong. But what if there was a grain of truth to what the Empire says about the Jedi?
A grain of truth won't change my desire to know everything. It's difficult to find anything out since the Empire's done what they can to wipe out all the records of the Jedi. But that in itself tells you that the truth contradicts what the Empire wants us to believe. Otherwise, they'd leave it all accessible. Mock, outrage, plain in every word, Nakari said,
"You mean you don't think the suppression of information is for our own good?" "I am shocked, sir. Shocked, I say."
Matching her tone, I said, "Not only that, but I had serious doubts that the Death Star would have brought peace to the galaxy." Nakari laughed, and then pointed at me with her right hand.
"Seriously, Luke, there's your answer. The Empire didn't think of everything when they built the Death Star, and they didn't succeed in getting rid of all knowledge concerning the Jedi either. It's a big galaxy. I'm sure they didn't erase everything. There has to be something, or somebody, somewhere, that can help you learn whatever it is you want to learn."
Maybe. I was going to leave it there. But then I realized I had a sympathetic ear, and time to talk it through for once. So I continued. "I thought Ben Kenobi would teach me for a while. I've never told anyone except Leia, but I heard his voice in my head after he died on the Death Star. Nakari turned sharply and watched me to see what further craziness would next spew forth. Or perhaps I was misinterpreting her expression. Chances were I was on target, for people who claimed to hear voices in their head were rarely thought sane. I was beginning to have doubts on that score myself. Or at least I thought I did. In a way, I suppose it doesn't matter. Whether it really was him or I was simply imagining it in some kind of stress hallucination during a battle. His advice helped. But after that, I got nothing. I don't know if that means he doesn't have anything to say, or if he's faded away, or if I'm doing something wrong. Maybe he's lost interest in me. A teasing note crept into Nakari's voice.
So, you mean it wasn't a voice in your head that told you to wave your hand at that Rodian and tell him to take you to Soonta after he just told you he wouldn't? Because that would explain a lot.
Heat flushed my face as I remembered my failure. No, but I did see Ben do that to a stormtrooper once. He used the Force and somehow convinced the troops to let us pass.
Was that hand thing a part of it?
I don't know. I just did it because he did it. He never explained how exactly it was done, and I was hoping to muddle through on luck and good intentions.
Tell you what, when we're finished with this, I'll help you find someone to teach you how to be a Jedi.
Really? I mean, thank you. But why would you want to do that? Her eyes flickered over me, and her expression turned to something that my imagination would call flirtatious. But then she faced forward and shrugged a shoulder.
You've helped me with my ship. Least I can do.